The boat is 62 feet long, made of wood. Right now, you can't see much of the thing other than its hulking shape and the bright red and white of its hull. And passing by, you probably wouldn't have much of an inkling that this boat, covered by a tarp and sitting in one corner of Wrangell's Marine Service Center yard, is on the National Register of Historic Places.
It's the last of its kind.
Clint Kolarich, the district ranger for the U.S. Forest Service in Wrangell, tells me that the marine vessel Chugach is the last wooden ranger boat in the U.S. Forest Service fleet. Wrangell Port Commission member Gary Morrison says it was part of the federal government's proud fleet of wooden vessels.
They had the Tongass Ranger, the Sitka Ranger, and the Chugach Ranger. Forest Service decommissioned and sold the Tongass and Sitka Ranger boats, but they still had the Chugach Ranger, and it's the most historical because it's the oldest Ranger boat still afloat.
The boat was built in 1925. She sailed around the Chugach and Tongass National Forests, now collectively known as the Tongass National Forest, assisting in transportation, communication, record keeping, and search and rescue operations. In Cordova, the Chugach helped deliver Christmas trees.
So it's a real important thing in the history of the Forest Service and history of logging and National Forest Administration here in Southeast Alaska. So I felt, as other people do, that it's real important to try to maintain that.
During the winter, the Forest Service would boast that its Chugach Ranger boat was the only federal government vessel within 500 miles of the Prince William Sound. The city of Wrangell recently signed an agreement with the Forest Service in January to give the Chugach a new home at the Nolan Center, which houses the Wrangell Museum as well as the city's visitor center.
The idea was to expand our maritime historical coverage, whatever the word is that I'm looking for, but we had former Governor Murkowski's wooden boat there.
Carol Rushmore is Wrangell's Economic Development Director.
And there was just a lot of opportunity with the shipyard next door to do this really cool interpretation of Forest Service, wood, boats, lifestyle, you know, how important it was to the region, that kind of thing.
The planned display outside the museum involves some groundwork. It'll need a wooden cradle for the boat to rest on out of the water. The agreement originally set September 30th as the date when the boat would be in place, but District Ranger Kolarich says that deadline is no longer realistic.
So with any luck, we'll have the cradle built and the boat moved before the end of the year, before Christmas. Wouldn't that be a nice gift?
Despite the pushed back timeline, the Nolan Center's director, Cindy Crary, says she hopes the boat display will bring more visitors to the museum and encourage Wrangell to learn more about its maritime history.
It's going to be, you know, once it's complete, it's going to be a really fantastic attraction.
Gary Morrison of Wrangell's Port Commission has been working to design and build a companion exhibit indoors. He's already got some ideas.
The last skipper of the Chugach Ranger in Petersburg, when he retired, they had a painting done of the Chugach Ranger. It's a really beautiful painting, and it's now hanging in the Wells Fargo Bank in Petersburg, and not very many people get to see it, and it's kind of not really associated with the Ranger boat anymore. So we're making an effort to try to get that painting, if we can, move down to the Nolan Center so it would be with the exhibit for the boat.
He says there's other historic Forest Service memorabilia and artifacts that he'd like to include. To make all this happen, though, the city and the Forest Service will need to extend their official agreement. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.